Africa's highest security body met for a second straight day Tuesday to keep abreast of fast-moving events in Antananarivo. Acting PSC President Burkina Faso's Ambassador Bruno Nangoma Zidwemba said the focus of the meeting changed considerably as the day progressed.
As you know, in Antananarivo since yesterday, the president's palace has been invaded by the military. There was firing in the city and in the president's office compound. This is the reason why we were meeting, but since we came and we started our meeting, we heard that the president has resigned. We took note of the resign of the president under the pressure of the civilian and military opposition.
Zidwemba says there are still several questions to be answered before definitive conclusions can be reached. He predicted the African Union's Peace and Security Council would be called into session again in the next day or two as circumstances surrounding President Ravalomanana's resignation become clear. But he warned mutinous army officers and opposition leaders any move to seize power would be considered illegitimate.
If the military take over, it will be a coup d'etat. And as usual, we will apply the rules of the AU. All of this provision condemn the anti-constitutional changes of government, that it be military or civilian or a combination of both. So on this, there is not a doubt, and the Council is unanimous on this.
Zidwemba did not specify what sanctions could be imposed, but two other African countries, Guinea and Mauritania, were immediately expelled from the continental body in recent months when the military seized power. There was word from Antananarivo late Tuesday that military officers were handing power to the youthful opposition leader, Andry Rajoelina. Acting PSC Chairman Bruno Zidwemba said the handover appears to violate Madagascar's constitution.
We think it is unconstitutional because the constitution, as you said, it provides that it should be the prime minister.
Yes.
And we know who is the prime minister. And in case it's not the prime minister, it's not constitutional.
The United States and the European Union have indicated they would join the African Union in ordering sanctions if anyone other than the prime minister takes power in Madagascar. But news reports from Antananarivo say opposition leader Rajoelina walked into the presidential offices and assumed power shortly after President Ravalomanana resigned. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.